Thanks for joining us, Andy, on Bishop FM this morning. Just tell us a little bit about the day on October the 28th. What can people expect?
Well, usually when works get done to historic buildings, then the public are usually excluded and they can't see what's going on. And if they're like me, you want to go see what's going on. That's the exciting bit. So we're throwing the gates open of the Walled Garden on the 28th. And allowing people to come in and have a go at some of the traditional craft skills that have been undertaken in the Walled Garden to restore it back to its former glory.
Fantastic. So what sort of things can people do then? What sort of crafts are we talking about?
Well, we have some opportunities for people to have a go at line pointing, both with brick and with stone. We have some craftspeople there who are going to allow you to have a go at doing some stone carving and some lead forming as well. And also we have a hard hat tour to tell you about the history of the Walled Garden, and we have an exciting lime slake as well, so you can see the materials that we use being slaked as they would have been done when the Walled Garden was originally built.
So these are really heritage skills then? These are skills really from the past?
They are, and they're being utilised to restore the garden back as it should be.
So how have you sort of got involved in this? What's the motivation obviously is to bring people in, bring the public in just to see what's going on. But how have you got into all this heritage of buildings and bringing that back to life?
I think from my point of view, I love old buildings and I'm interested in how they're built. The differences between old buildings and new buildings are immensely different. And you learn more by seeing people use those skills actually on a structure or on a building. So what we're hoping to do is encourage people to come along and find out about that. Ask us questions. If you live in a building that's classed as historic, which is usually about pre-1919, then some of these skills may be utilised on your building. So it's a good chance to come and find out a little bit more about them.
Yes, absolutely. My sort of background is training, and I've done quite a bit of training on wall insulation, and I know some of the differences between sort of just brick walls and cavity walls and things like that.
Yeah.
So it is all very interesting. So if I were to come along on the day, what sort of things can I expect? Are the presentations, are the people being able to take time out? You say about a hard hat tour, so tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the hard hat tour is with Harry Beamish, who's an archaeologist and has been working in the garden for the last 2 years, understanding the history of the garden and why it was there and what was grown there from the records. So he can tell people a little bit more about what used to be there, because obviously what's there now doesn't reflect what was there before. So things about growing pineapples in Bishop Auckland and things like that as well. So be very interesting tour with Harry.
So there's a lot of sort of things to learn then, isn't there? And this is about the area as well, as not only the castle, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, the people who built the castle and the Walled Garden would be people who were building other buildings in our area. So there's lots of similarities between how the historic buildings were built. So you can come along and talk to the craftspeople who are undertaking the work in the garden and actually have a go at doing some of the work as well. So you can try the materials, see what they feel like, and actually have a go at putting them in the walls as well. So it's quite an interesting thing that you're learning by listening to somebody, but you're also learning by doing as well, which is an important factor.
Oh, I think that's the only way. I mean, I'm afraid my pointing skills are, I think reserved to the forefinger pointing at things rather than brickwork and that sort of thing. So what's the most interesting fact about Auckland Castle that you've learnt about then, Andy?
I think it was the growing of pineapples. I didn't realise that they had hothouses at Auckland Castle dating back to 1757, and they actually grew the pineapples there. It's not something you anticipate from Bishop Auckland to grow pineapples.
Is this on the terraced garden that where it's down around the Walled Garden, sort of towards the right?
It is,
as you call it. Yes. I could imagine the sun coming in there and in hothouses and them growing quite exotic wares, if you like, as well as pineapples. But pineapples, I think, must be quite interesting to grow in Bishop Auckland.
They were, because they also had another technique, but I won't spoil Harry's talk to her for anybody, but there are some interesting techniques that they used to ensure the warmth in there all year round by using products from other industries in the area. So I have to come along to find out more about that one, though.
Oh, absolutely. Don't steal the thunder. We'll encourage people to come along and see what's going on. And that's the 28th, isn't it? So that's next week. It's next Wednesday, isn't it? The 28th.
It is, and we're opening the gates from 10 till 4. But we do ask people if they can wear sensible footwear, because obviously it is a building site, yes. And it is a little bit slippery in there, so sensible footwear would be appreciated.